We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Blaney is a NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys, man. I'm getting emotional. Thank you, guys, man. What an awesome year, man. Thank you so much. Cannot wait to celebrate with you guys. RP, congrats. Thanks for giving me a shot.
Hell of a job, driver. Proud of you for sticking with it all year. Way to go, Team 12.
All right, we're here. Very special location for our... I want to get it out of the way early so we can stop seeing tweets about it, and we can stop asking about it at the racetrack. This is our last episode ever. It's a good one to go out on.
It's a championship edition.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick one to go out on.
Yeah. It's the first one in a while, and it's the last one ever.
Ever. So enjoy it.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone enjoys it, though. Bookmark it and listen to it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. No Marvel post-credit scenes teasing.
No,
yeah.
None of that. Maybe we could have it after the credits. This is the last one.
Make the credits so long
that people have to sit there through it to figure out if it's actually the last one.
Like 3 minutes.
Or if we could just say psych at the end.
I know there's only like five people a part of this whole thing, but like just keep crediting random people.
I mean, just going to make up names as, you know, just all of NASCAR's employees will be in the credits.
There you go. Yeah. And then just put like the Godfather credits in there and then put like Star another Wars. Long movie, your credits. Yeah. Be like, what the hell is this?
I really want to thank Industrial Light and Magic for getting us here.
Thank you for the city of Atlanta.
We appreciate
letting us shoot
it.
But no, we're here. We're back at the gang, back together. We're at my place. We figured it was, we have Netflix here today, which is exciting.
Yeah.
So they're filming some stuff and figured we'd do this at the same time. So,
yeah. I mean, it's exciting. Why is it exciting? I mean, we won the fucking championship.
That could be the title.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It's been just over a week. We're filming this on the 14th, and it's been just over a week. So it's been a crazy. It's been a crazy week. I got to relax a little bit this past weekend. Went on vacation. We had this vacation planned for like 3 months. So we still went with some friends of ours, and then this week just been home. Really, I go to Wisconsin in a couple of days to see Menards folks up in Eau Claire. And it's been good. It's not been too hectic, but I've been like enjoying the hectic parts of it because it's like, you got to appreciate it.
Yeah. So
it's been fun. It's been nice to have some downtime though.
Are you less stressed? Not that you were super stressed during like the playoffs, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think when the season's over, you kind of naturally de-stress anyway. Yeah. But then when you know, win the championship and stuff, it's like ultimate de-stress. It's like, all right, I have like the least amount of worries currently.
I mean, you've pretty much, I'll say it, pretty much locked yourself into the Hall of Fame now.
I was on a walk this morning. I was like, I have to bring this up.
That's a hot take.
We've had Hall of Fame hot takes on here, though.
Yeah, there's going to be so many fans that are like, you don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame just because you won the championship. I can just see it now, which is fine with me.
How many people have won the NASCAR Cup Series championship? Not that many.
Yeah.
So, like, that right there.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame thing, that's going to be some hot water, though, I feel like, if it comes up. I can't wait for the day.
You've got a while, though, to
hopefully people just
add to the resume so people don't complain about you being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I wouldn't personally mind either way if I was in or not. I really wouldn't care. I mean, it'd be nice to be in, but, like, it's not going to ruin my life.
I'm glad we're recording this, though.
Yeah. Like,
so that we have you on.
We still have a long career ahead.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope it's not like it's my finale season, but I might just retire. This episode is my retirement.
Go out on top, you know. I mean, you win the championship. Boom,
can't beat me if I'm no longer here. So.
No.
Hey,
yeah,
I've been covering on the road for 10 years with the sport, and like, you know, seeing where you started. We were there for your first win. Yeah. I mean, I see it up there, the Pocono, win. Just to see where this has come from, and I like to think that since we, you know, scaled back the podcast. That we had some hands.
I started running better.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah. Hey.
I would like to say, so you kicked ass at Martinsville and Phoenix. However, I would like a 1% credit because you don't know this, but or maybe Justin told you. Justin texted us before Martinsville. It was me, Chuck, him, and Tim.
Yeah.
And said, can we just take all of the glass case mojo, good mojo, to get Ryan into the championship four? And we're like, hell yeah. I said, but if he makes it and wins the championship, we have to do a final episode of Glass Case. Yeah. So I like to think we are 1% responsible for garnering the good mojo from the glass case gods.
Yeah. No, I agree with that fully.
To help you along the championship.
I think it should be. I think 1% is on the low side. To be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, and you did say Sunday. You're like, I'm not really rooting for anybody, but
I know. So I had so NBC like assigns. There's four pit reporters, so we each get signed one. Like as soon as the championship four is determined, and they gave me Ryan, and I think they did that purposefully. But I have to report neutrally. And I did say, and everybody's finding out now, I did say.
Yeah, in the trailer before the race.
Yeah, in the trailer before the race. I was like going to get additional like last minute notes. I was like, I have to report neutrally, which I think I did.
Yeah.
I was like, but I'm pulling for you guys.
No, it was a fun weekend.
Yeah.
It was cool. Cool to get hot like that at the right time. Like that was a fun ride to be on.
I do have to ask this. So when you climbed out in victory lane or on the front stretch and Sturgill's playing.
Yeah.
Did you pick that or was that something?
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Like at the stage?
You got to pick?
Yeah. So they asked me before the weekend, they were like, hey, if you win the championship, what song do you want them to play? And like then they'll go off like Spotify and pick the music. And I was like, Sturgill Simpson, Living the Dream.
Yeah.
And I thought when I pulled into victory lane and I shut the car off, I was like, I think Sturgill's playing.
It was.
And then all the stuff I've seen, I'm like, oh, Sturgill's in the background.
Playing. It was the edited version.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
I was curious if they would
sit around and wait to die.
That's awesome. Yeah, I tried to come by to congratulate you. You saw him, but
I was
busy. I saw your mom and dad, and I was like, I'm not trying to get them ass from ground. I was like, congratulations.
So I have an embarrassing story to tell about Victory Lane. So like, you know, we're going, and it's like, all right, cool. We got to interview the crew, all that stuff with Weaver out there. And I'm standing there waiting, climb out. I'm like, oh, no. I don't feel good.
Oh, no.
It's like I hadn't really eaten all day. And it's like I started to get nauseous. It's like, this isn't going to end well. So I looked at Weaver. And I was like, you've got this. I'll be back, maybe. And left victory lane. So like saw you climb out, and I was like, I got to go. Almost didn't make it to the it was either going to be one or the other.
Oh.
It did not end well.
Oh.
But I think it was the nerves and the energy of whatever we had put out there. I had to like expel whatever.
Yeah, expel.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this show
like
has been about.
Like the Green Mile.
The show's been about some shitty situations in the past. And
You just were bottling them up the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. But it was,
finally let them out.
Yeah. It's one of those moments.
Was it an actual bathroom or a porta-john?
I made it to the actual bathroom.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because, I passed.
It's always a win.
It was like there was a porta-john. I was like, no, you can make it. You got this.
Yeah.
And then there was like the fan bathroom. So I was like,
I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Made it to the media center.
Oh, good. There you go. Yeah. Just ruined someone else's day.
I had to embarrass myself and share that story.
There was somebody blowing up the media center bathroom when I went in there to change.
That wasn't me. I was gone by then.
I figured you were gone.
I had done my champagne spray and then got out of there. And then I made it back in time to see your champagne spray.
Oh, good.
Did they give you any snacks for your celebration?
They let me eat some pizza. Before the media center,
which
was nice. Yeah, it was actually pretty badass. It was me, my mom, dad, and Emma, like just eating pizza
pizza.
This little room in the media center. It was pretty awesome.
Where was Aaron?
They had to leave. They went to the airport. Yeah, she flew with William. So, but yeah, it was pizza was fantastic, actually. They let me change fire suits before media center because mine was
You
drenched.
Had a backup?
Yeah.
Did they tell you to bring a backup?
No, but Drew, my PR guy, I think he just did like a full solid.
Just in case.
You know, like.
He didn't know what the nerves were going to be like on
that. Well, I was freezing from all the champagne and all the stuff, and it's like I smelled like, shit. And like before our media center, they're like, "Hey, we have an extra fire suit for you if you want."
That was really nice.
Like, obviously, my long johns are soaked as well, so I take them off. And so
you're just free balling
it under my fire suit for all the stuff after I got to the media center. It was actually kind of nice. It was very freeing because I'm never in my fire suit just.
Hanging out?
Just
I would be nervous about
nut.
I would be nervous about the zipper situation because the zipper goes very far down.
I was very cautious about the zipper.
Okay. So like when
very cautious.
You're putting on microphones and all that, so you got to make sure you're...
I would only zip down like my belly. Okay. I'm like, just throw it in there and just let me zip up. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't...
It's a fun little behind-the-scenes fact, I guess, for the glass holes out there.
It's a good thing you didn't catch fire somehow in that suit with nothing on under it.
Yeah, that was a game changer, though. Dry suit was... It was a big deal.
So what he's telling us is now he's doing all his appearances. Anytime he doesn't have to get in the car, he's going to be wearing nothing under the fire suit.
Yeah, that's right.
Is what's happening.
Freeing. No. I'll wear some. But at the moment, I couldn't. Nothing available.
What was the beverage of choice to celebrate?
There was Keystones of Victory Lane because that's part of part of Penske. So I had some Keystones. Hydrated with some body armor at first. Keystones. And then, I mainly stuck with beer that night. So
it's a wise choice because I feel like it could go. If you have dehydrated yourself through the day and then switched to liquor, like that's just not going to.
Yeah, and I was drinking beers at the racetrack. Yeah. So like we had a team party that night. So I didn't switch off a beer even from that because I felt like it could have went really – it still went sideways, but it could have been even worse.
Because how quickly did you have to recover before you went to New York and did all that stuff?
We flew out the next morning, so I really didn't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
But I had like a whole day. Like the Monday, we didn't do anything.
Right.
I think we had something that night, but like that was it. But it was all mainly Tuesday. So I was recovered good. But I was feeling pretty bad Sunday night.
Saving up for Nashville.
Yeah, saving up for Nashville. It would get brought up. I'll forget about it before Nashville and then – do we get reminded that you're a champion and then you'll be able to party all over again?
Which you have to party, but you also have like responsibilities.
Yeah, we have a lot of responsibilities. John and I have been trying to figure out places to like get photos and stuff with the trophy. And
yeah.
I have to do some stuff. So I can't, I'm like, I got to be responsible because I got to give a speech, you know? So it's like, all right, I can't like.
Have you thought about the speech?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I jot a few things down here and there if they like, oh, I should probably mention that. But they limit it to 400 words in 4 minutes. And that's a long time. 400 minutes. Four minutes
is
a long time.
But
I was like, just tell me the partners I have to mention so I don't mess that up, and then I'll just like wing the rest of it.
Working a velvet for Bob.
A velvet? Yeah. Just really get Bob pissed off.
Yeah.
a secret word?
Was it Bristol?
Yeah, we told him to work in.
They were so mad at that. The media folks were so pissed.
Well, because they like to not have any fun.
I know. They've lightened up a little bit. But
I do have to add like a sort of formal, you know, question. When you make the switch to your crew chief, Jonathan Hassler, like, you know, we took that 1% credit, but, you know, with him, like how much, we interviewed him those last 2 weeks in Victory Lane, and he is a man of few words when he is talking to the media.
Yeah.
But what is it about him that has sort of helped, you know, bring out, I mean, Coke 600, Martinsville clock, like championship, like milestone events. Like, what is it about him that's kind of brought that out?
Yeah, no, he's, I mean, we had a good year last year in our first year together, and, you know, we just kind of fell apart at the end of the year, really. I thought last year we had, like, a more solid, consistent season than what we did this year, but we learned from our stuff, you know, mistakes from last year at the end of the playoffs and you know, got better, you know, when the playoffs came around this year, and that's cool when you can win a, you know, championship with somebody like that. You know, Jonathan, who's fairly new crew chief, our second year working together. But he's a man of few words, but super smart guy. He and I get along great, and cool to get our first one together. So I'd love to get some more with him because he does such a good job.
He's very calm on the radio.
Yeah.
Which I think is important.
Yeah, he's super, you know, kind of monotone, and I think that's what you have to have in that role, especially, you know, operating, managing, you know, 15 other guys and he's also working like crazy, right? So he's always done a good job at managing kind of all those different roles.
It's like save your words and make them good.
How many text messages did you get and phone calls?
I think at the peak I was over I was like 350.
Were you surprised text by any?
Not really surprised by too many. Okay. No. Like, I don't know.
Did the entire Cup field congratulate you?
No.
Really?
No. I would say most, though. I would say most of them did, whether it was Victory Lane. I'd say half.
Okay.
Whether it was Victory Lane or texting me afterwards. Yeah. So that was kind of nice. That was nice of them. Like, one of the first ones I got when I scrolled through my phone, Jimmy Johnson is the first guy to text me ever. Like, all the time when I win. Like, he's like top three all the time, so like he's like tuned in, and it was cool to see his be like number three.
Yeah,
so he was quick on the trigger, so you gotta respect a guy like that.
Did Chastain come to Victory Lane and congratulate you?
No, he and I actually saw each other outside the media center.
Okay.
I was heading in and he was leaving, and we actually laughed about the whole thing.
See that
situation?
Yeah,
like we laughed about it, and it was like I told him why I was pissed, and he told me what he was doing, and I was like, we just laughed about it and just went on. So
because I love that line in the media. Yes, I hit him.
Yeah, I hit him on purpose.
That was the best part.
He did things on purpose too.
Yeah, post race presser.
Yeah,
look, the last time that somebody other than the champion won was when Jimmy won.
Well, it was before the elimination style.
Right. It was one of the last years before the elimination style, and you know Denny was the guy that won that race at Homestead. So I think you know the fact that Jimmy texted you, but I want to see more of that. Like I no offense, I want to see you work for that title and work for the win. Like I don't want guys to get out of the way and like just because oh racing for a championship, just move out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, work for it.
No, I didn't expect him to get out of the way. That's not what I was upset about.
Yeah.
I was more upset about like the extent that he was going.
He was going very hard.
Like he was going out of his way to kind of screw me over. And it's like, all right, man, like I don't mind you racing me hard. Take my line away, you know, run whatever lane I'm running, but don't like switch three lanes getting in the corner to me up even worse and back me up to. I even saw he said he was trying to back me up to the five. Yeah. So it's like now you believe me that this is why I was racing him so hard. It's like I wasn't doing it for shits and giggles. Like I found that funny that not a lot of people like understood that. I'm like I know what I'm doing. I understand. I know the situation I'm in, but I have to do this in the moment. So
is any of that manufacturer stuff? Like Chevy?
Oh, some of it.
Fives of
I'm
Chevy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that was all of it. You know.
Because I feel like at one point there towards the end, there was another Ford that got up close to Larson and kind of side-drafted him. And that's when he kind of faded back.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Was it was. The 17 was racing the 24 a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
when
was
I got
it.
By
pulled
the 24.
That one. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, your manufacturer is going to help you out a little bit,
yeah.
But they're not going to be like a saving grace, I don't think. But I think it got blown out of proportion a little bit more than what it was,
I was
honestly.
Entertained by it.
Yeah, as long as it's entertaining.
Why
what
not?
We're here for.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Do they still give you that champion's diary? Remember they used to
talk
about that?
That's like the thing I'm like, it's like National Treasure 2. The President's Book.
Yeah.
Secret Book.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's like the same thing.
Didn't Jimmy start it?
I think so. Yeah. I need to text Logano and be like, dog, where's that book at, dude? Yeah. Maybe at the banquet he gives it to me.
And it's handwritten. So like, have you been practicing your penmanship?
No. I have a very sloppy handwriting, but I'm excited for it. I want to see it. Like, what do you jot down in it? Like, do I keep it? I'm sure I keep it for the year.
You keep it for the year.
Do I just get wrecked one night and just jot down
just
random poems?
I think you should do it.
Poems?
You should only write drunk in the champion's diary.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny.
So where's the trophy now? Like, where does that live?
Last time I saw it, it was getting shipped out of New York.
Okay.
So I'm sure, like, I'll get one and then the team will get one.
Yeah.
So. I think they make two.
Where are you going to put it?
I have no idea yet. I don't know. I might put it in here. Maybe Dad might build a stand for it.
Okay.
Possibly.
Put it in a glass case.
Yeah. Of all the emotion.
Yeah.
Figure something out.
I was saying, because Justin was like, do you guys want to prank anybody since it's the last episode and we've pranked people in the past and we ultimately decided not to. But I did think it would be funny if we had called William and you seriously asked him like, hey, I just thought maybe I would bring the cup to Thanksgiving. We could use it as like a punch bowl. Because I think he would just be like so nice about it and be like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Whatever you want.
Yeah,
he would really, be nice. But really, if you want to put punch in your championship cup.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you want to put punch in it? Yeah. Well, no, I am staying home for Thanksgiving, so maybe like mashed potatoes or something. We could go in it.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
No, not a cranberry sauce.
That's too big.
Okay. Mashed potatoes.
That's a lot of cranberry. Yeah, that's a lot of cranberry sauce.
Can you use it to chill beer or champagne?
Sure, you can put ice in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of different stuff.
Was it heavy? How much of the weightlifting was Phelps doing versus you?
Well, he told me Victor Lane. He's like, oh, you lift this thing up. I was like, oh, I'll do it with you. Because I knew it was heavy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, let's just split this load
let's
here.
Let's do it together.
Yeah. I don't know how heavy it is. I mean, it's 70 pounds probably.
Yeah.
At least.
I picked
it
up
heavy.
Before y'all did the round table there with Weaver on Thursday during media day.
Yeah.
I had to pick it up and put it in place. And I was like, this thing's
a
little bit heavier than it looks.
So I'm like, I'm not lifting over my head right here. Just got out of the car. I'm psyched. I might drop this f***ing thing.
It's like the Sprint Cup trophy you could lift over your head.
Yeah. Like that was acceptable. This thing is just and there's like no good way to grab it.
Have
like,
they updated it with all of the new tracks or is it still the design it was has been since they – put the track, you know how it has all the track and like signias on it?
I'm sure they update it every year. I bet they have Chicago on it somewhere.
I think.
Yeah. I'll have to look.
I don't know though.
When it gets back here, I'll search through it. We'll let you know.
Check off each one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have my list. Be like,
this is not here.
Yeah, I don't see this track. What was on your list today, Chuck? Yeah.
On my list? Well, the next thing I had on the list is Newgarden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
which he had this on the list, and I didn't know what the what Newgarden's comment about tattoos was.
You didn't know?
Yeah, so the story behind that was Joseph Newgarden texted me on Wednesday before Phoenix. I just got out there. He texted me, and he's in Tokyo at the time. Like, and he texted me like 8 in the morning, so it's, what, 8 p.m. there?
Yeah.
And he said, if you win this championship, I'll get a tattoo of your face on my thigh. And I said, oh, let's go.
You have the receipts, right? You didn't delete the text.
No, I have them. And so we won, and like he was one of the first guys I texted and like just put like a smiley face next to that thing he sent me. And he said, oh, my God. And then I wasn't going to put it on social media, but he put it on social media. And now, like, he's got
to
get it.
He has to. Does he have any tattoos?
No. Not like, he's like silky smooth.
Aggressive first tattoo.
Yeah.
A face.
I was shocked when he sent that to me. Maybe he was drinking a little bit in Tokyo or something.
There's also varying degrees. It could just be, like, was he talking about an outline of your face? Was he talking about, like, a shaded in, like, full?
I don't know. I have no idea. I sent him the picture I wanted to put, though. It's
with a beard or without?
Oh, yeah. It's this. It's me holding the trophy up in Victory Lane. And it's my face. So it's like, you know, I would say maybe somewhere around that big, you know, like a baseball size.
It's got to be big enough to get the detail, though, right?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be crazy detail. It can just be a rough outline. But
like, you don't want to go like prison tattoo, just like stipple it in there.
And yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But no, I hope he does it. He brought it to Twitter. So like.
I somehow missed that. It's been a crazy couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it out there. So I would expect him to do it.
If not, even if he doesn't get your face, he has to get some tattoo to commemorate you.
He does.
What if he got the old? You remember the emoji that they made?
That one.
Got that one on there.
Yeah.
Oh, with
the like.
I look like Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone is fine with me.
Are you going to get a tattoo to commemorate anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's like that.
If it was anything, it'd be like kind of small.
Yeah.
Like what? Like nowhere. Like you could see it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You can't see any of your collection. Tattoos. Yeah.
Like what, if you were going to choose a tattoo to commemorate that moment, what is it?
Like, I have no idea.
Is it the trophy? Is it something Phoenix related?
I would
probably go more something Phoenix related.
Like a cactus.
Yeah.
So that people don't look at it and absolutely go, oh, he got a tattoo because he won the championship.
He won something.
It needs to be subtle.
Yeah. Some Arizona related, I think would be cool.
What state's Arizona? Like the what state?
It's probably known for cactuses, right?
The daylight
the desert.
We don't change our clocks. Yeah, we don't change our clock state.
Yeah.
Get a clock. There you go.
There we go.
Well, the Martinsville.
That would be
Martinsville. I vote a cactus.
I think cactus too would be kind of cool. Yeah. And like the cactus is holding like a little trophy or something.
Then when they hopefully change the championship race, because I'm hoping at some point it starts to rotate.
Right.
The next championship you win, you can just get a different state's symbol.
To Miami, get like a dolphin or something.
Like doesn't Danica already
like
have it?
A different style. No, she has like checkered flags, I think.
I
like
think an airbrush. Dolphins.
Are they dolphins?
Is it dolphins?
I thought it was like
or get a different style dolphin than the Miami Dolphins. No, get
like an orange.
An orange?
Florida's like known citrus for
state.
Oranges.
Yeah. Citrus state, They'd be like, what the fuck you like oranges
you
for?
You can't get a dolphin for Homestead only because the Miami Dolphins, that's too close.
That's what I'm saying. You
got
to get a different dolphin.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got to get a different looking dolphin. He's doing something different.
It's like an American flag and a checkered flag and like
I swore
wings?
There was like a dolphin jumping. Why do you have that? What?
I Googled it. I don't have it on my phone, okay? I Googled it.
Wow.
There's these things that you can do with your phones where it's Google.
It's Google.
You know?
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Hmm. No, that is not something that I just have readily available. Like right now I'm going to look up Arizona state motto. Is it
no,
like,
I think we've decided it's going to be a cactus.
I think
but
cactus is fun.
Maybe all right. Something. So if you beat Chase in the most popular driver.
Oh, that's a good question.
There should be a bet there. If you beat him, he gets your
Speaking
face
of,
tattooed.
Speaking of, you're wearing his face.
This is like my favorite wintertime sweatshirt.
We need to get Spicy Chase back.
I know. I miss him. Yeah, that should be a bet for most popular driver. I don't know if anyone's going to dethrone him from that, though. I really don't.
I feel like
you could have a good chance, though.
There were
a better chance.
I don't know.
A lot of cheers this
but,
year.
You know, his cheers run beyond the racetrack.
They run all the way to the pool hall.
Run all the way to the pool hall, man. Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. I don't know.
That's the bloodline.
The bet would have to be pretty sweet for me to want to like make the bet. Like if I won, it would have to be for him to do something wild. And if he won, it would have to be pretty small for me.
What kind of category would be wild for Chase to do?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. You get a tattoo on my face. On a visible part of his body.
Oh, yeah. Visible.
On a calf.
With Mary Offseason on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Offseason.
Now, I mean, the vote, like, it's open now.
Yeah, it's
so
open.
So, like, when this podcast posts,
yeah,
fans can go to NASCAR.com/fanvote or most – hang on.
Chester, I thought I had really it in my head.
Well,
this is the first time we've done it without a computer in front of me. So
I think after the Netflix series, you could unseat him.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Because all these new people are going to watch and then see you in the championship. And I always think when new, like, especially young fans, so, like, my nephew, he was always, like, the teams here, if he's a fan of, are the ones that won championships when he was, like, 5 and 6 and 7.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like you're ushering in a new generation of Ryan Blaney fans.
Never know. Never know. Hopefully the Netflix crew don't do me too dirty on the show.
Well, you won the championship, so now everybody's going to go and be Googling you, though.
That's going to be great.
Stir up old episodes of Glass Case.
Hopefully, they'll make me look cooler than what I am. And then they'll see this podcast on there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, shit. Last one was a huge.
What do I need to do? I need to go to NASCAR.com/most popular driver and vote for Ryan Blaney. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. When looking at Nashville, any, you know, there's always, like, was it Snoop that played one of
Jimmy's.
Was that Jimmy's?
Are you having a celebration?
We're doing a little post banquet celebration, with our team. I don't know who's playing it yet. I'm currently going through the list of like guys I know that live in Nashville that could play.
Okay.
Or like cover bands.
Yeah.
So that's been a little bit of a process. Like because I'm in between a rock and a hard place. Like I want one of my buddies to play because they would be fantastic, but like I want them there celebrating with me also. So it's like, I don't want you to have to work while like you're my friend and I'm celebrating. So I might just get like a good cover band or something that can play everything and then just have some like other artists there.
If money wasn't on the table, if it didn't matter that you didn't want them to like be working versus enjoying the party, who would be your, I have to get this person?
Oh God.
Like any.
Yeah. Anybody.
Act. Yeah.
I don't know. Like who would just blow people's minds if they just walked out.
I mean, I know one, but he's not really touring anymore because he did a throat thing. Sturgill.
Sturgill? I mean, that'd be fantastic. But like, you could go,
I don't know that he would blow people's minds though, because I thought you were going like broader mind blowing.
No.
Yeah. Like if you had Snoop like open, oh my God, I mean, it'd be amazing.
It's like, so who would be your like dream?
Oh man, I don't know. Yeah. Like if Shania Twain walked out, like that'd be,
oh,
sick.
That'd be good. I like that answer.
I love Shania Twain.
She's got a lot of good hits too.
Yeah, a lot of great hits. I think people would like for people like the broad spectrum. Yeah,
broader
of, like,
spectrum.
Blowing people's mind. Yeah, bring like Shania Twain.
Shania's
out.
A good answer.
That'd be cool.
Willie might be fun.
Willie would be fun. I mean,
the duo of the two of them would be fun.
He's getting old, man.
He is. I saw him in concert.
Yeah.
Recently.
It was And
he's losing his pizzazz.
It's cool that it's Willie, but it's 90-year-old Willie, and that's just not as, like, I want to see.
It's tough.
Hell, I mean, even 70-year-old Willie probably would have been a little. He's a little off key a couple of times. Older, it's harder
to
hear.
It's harder. He's just still having fun.
Yeah.
Doing what he likes to do.
Saw Dolly Parton's going to be playing, or she's going to be at
the
Tennessee game.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow.
She's still out there, too. She can still belt it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Have Dolly come rolling in.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Do, like, a full, like, Grand Ole Opry lineup. Just have, like, a rotating. Mm-hmm. See, that's how you do it. You rotate folks. They come up for, like, one or two songs. And then.
That'd be sick.
They can come and party.
Yeah. Like, it's your turn.
Yeah. Mm, it's that whole Grand Ole Opry vibe, man.
That's true.
Okay.
And then maybe they all come out at the end and jam one big, long jam.
Might be a good idea. I need to think about that, actually.
If it's a cover band, what kind of music are they covering?
I don't know.
Like a broad cover band? Or like a cover band of one group?
Like a good country cover band.
Okay.
Like they can play a bunch of, old hits and stuff like that. There's tons of them in Nashville. You can find pretty much
you can
you
walk down Broadway.
Trip
like,
over
hey,
one.
You guys want to come play tonight?
Yeah.
And then,
and it would be good probably.
So,
what have you figured out what you're wearing this year? Like, what's the tux look?
No. Black.
Velvet?
Black and white.
Will you still have the beard?
That's a big game time decision.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. That's a game time decision. I'm going to have to hear everyone's thoughts about it.
Okay. Who's weighing in on it?
Multiple parties, myself included.
Okay.
Weighing in on it, which look I should go as. But I guess you just have to tune in to see, but we'll find out.
What a tease.
Find out. It could be something like a hybrid in between a beard and no beard.
Like, I mean, a goatee?
Like a goatee?
Could be something wild. You know?
Like a,
never know.
Like a curly mustache?
Have you done just straight mustache?
Maybe for like a day.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do that before I shave this thing off, though.
Yeah.
If like you did a mustache for the banquet, I don't think this will happen, but that would be
pretty epic.
You'd have to go back into the archives to find the last NASCAR champion that celebrated with a mustache.
Dale Earnhardt? Yeah, it would have been after that, maybe. When did Dale Jarrett win his?
01? 02?
Did he have the mustache then?
I don't know.
Somebody that's watching, tell us
who
was the last champion with a mustache, celebrating with a mustache. Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know yet. I don't know. It's up in the air.
Okay.
Does it give you leeway when it comes to production days next?
No.
Okay. So it's still going to be.
No. Yeah. It does. It gives me
the
no
championship
leeway.
Gives you no leeway.
No.
Okay. You know, it's worth a shot.
Which is fine. I understand that. So
you
we'll
think
see.
You think you've changed the culture now that you've won the championship with a beard?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. It's not. Like, no.
That culture has produced multiple championships. It's a winning formula.
Have you at least garnered votes for you singularly to be able to keep the champion or the playoff beard for years to come?
No.
No?
No, just because I know what's going to happen. I know what answer I'm going to get back.
Oh.
So maybe my like final year or two that
ask
I'm racing,
for,
I'll do it.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah. I've been kind of doing that for like 5 years, 6 years already over there. So
it seems to be working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. We'll find out.
Back to the music type thing. Did you hear the new Andre 3000 is coming out with a jazz flute album?
No.
Yes. He hasn't produced a solo album in 20 some odd years, and he's going jazz flute.
My friend used to live in the same apartment building in Atlanta as him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he playing the flute?
I don't think so. I'd have to ask.
It's a new profession.
Yeah.
It's an emerging market.
What, jazz flute?
When I look at emerging markets, U.S. and international.
Jazz flute?
Jazz flute.
I mean,
can you play? Can you play the jazz flute?
No,
it worked for Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy can
play the jazz flute. Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take it up.
It's a unique instrument. Not a lot of people in the category.
Now, if you had jazz flute for your post banquet party,
just come out with something completely random.
Yeah, yeah, like
just a jazz band.
Yeah. Like, is there anything off the wall that like you want to? Because all right, when last time I saw Sturgill play, like he went straight through Sound and Fury. And pissed off a lot of, you know, the fans that wanted to hear the country stuff because that's what he wanted to play. So it's your party. You can pick any type of music. Is there something that, like, I just want to listen to this all night and that's it?
No, not really. I mean, I'm kind of open to anything, honestly. I just figured we'd do the country thing because we're in Nashville and, you know, it'd be the easiest thing to get, you know? So, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
There's a whole family coming to Nashville.
Yeah, yeah. Whole fam's going to come. So that's fun. That'd be a fun time. Usually the banquet sucks, right? Like, there's only one person that wants to be there.
Yeah, and the champion.
Luckily, we get to be that like one group that gets to that like wants to be there, so it's nice.
So how about Junior making the pick?
Yeah, he was texting me along the way too.
Yeah,
like
did he tell you that he was gonna if you didn't pull out a win or something, he was close to dropping you from his championship four?
No, he didn't tell me that.
Okay.
No, did that he say that on his podcast?
No, that might just be production meetings.
No, production meetings. No, he never told me that, at least. No, we like when we won Talladega, we won Martinsville. I was like, you know, he texted me congrats. I was like, pick's still alive, man. Still alive. We got a heartbeat. Yeah, so it's rigged. The script worked out. Junior called at the beginning of the year.
Did he text you or call you after you won?
He texted me, but he also called me that night.
Okay.
Yeah, which was pretty cool of him. Talked to him for probably 15, 10, 15 minutes. So that was pretty neat. To have him ring me, so.
That first night, like, what was the coolest moment? Like, if you're going through that whole, like, I know it's a whirlwind, and you've got all these interviews, and you're sitting down and doing, were there any, like, small moments that was, like, you know, taking a picture on the track, or?
I don't know. There was a lot of cool moments. The front stretch stuff was neat because RP was down there. A lot of Penske folks were down there on the front stretch after I got out of the car. But then seeing all my guys at the stage was even more special. you know, seeing all those guys that you travel with week in and week out. The ESPN deal was cool. All the fans in the background going crazy. That was funny for that live ESPN hit. Taking pictures on the track next to the wall was cool with me and Gianna. We were there for like 5 hours after the race, and we left. And I was like, by the 4 hour mark, I was like kind of ready to go. Right,
over
like, I want to see my guys. Yeah. Like they're you know partying, waiting on me. So we finally leave the track, and I turned to Gianna. I was like, man, I'm kind of upset we're leaving. Like that kind of sucks. Like I wanted to get out of there when we were there, but it's like you're leaving the place where it happened. Yeah. You know, so I think like leaving the racetrack was the biggest. Like, man, I wish we would have stayed. That was cooler than in the moment, right? Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of cool moments.
That ESPN live hit, I did get some information from the folks that were running it that it almost didn't happen.
Why?
Like, it almost didn't go. So like, because it's all chaotic, like they were trying to get it connected, hook up the camera, fax everything out with ESPN, and they got this text that was like, hey, he's coming. You're coming. Like they heard the commotion, and it was, okay, we can't get the audio to the camera. Screw it. Just plug the cable in. So like it went directly from the mixer to the camera, and then like the IFB wasn't working. So I heard they like you couldn't hear anything, and they basically just said, here, wiped it off.
Yeah, they gave
like
me an
AirPod.
Dirty fucking AirPod.
Ew,
yeah.
From somebody else's ear?
Yeah.
Gross.
Like right as I, before I went on, I had the microphone, and the guy was like, here. And I was like,
you know, that's like the one of the easiest ways to get sick.
I'm like, dude, that's disgusting.
Is to share inner ear stuff.
I tried to clear it off as much as I could. It wasn't really that, it wasn't like dirty, but still.
Well, they couldn't get the actual like phone connection IFB to work. So there would have been no way for you to hear Bristol.
Yeah, yeah. I could barely hear him anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So that almost didn't happen.
Who had the best media question in the media center after you won?
The best question.
Or were there any random ones? I did see, because I didn't see all of it, but I saw the one guy asked, were you sad that you got second place at Phoenix again? And
yeah, that
answer was funny.
Yeah, I was like, I don't give a shit about running second. Like, yeah, that was the end question of my media center experience. Yeah, I don't know. I think like that one was like was pretty out there. When they asked me, did I hit the one on purpose, was pretty out there. I'm like, well, obviously I hit them on purpose. Like, no, but nothing was – my parents were sitting in the media center, so that was kind of
cool.
Yeah, Dad was watching. Mom was in there too. So that was kind of neat having them in the media center going through all that stuff.
But. I didn't see your dad. So I was – he wonders during the race though.
Yeah.
But I thought since I was covering you near your pit, he would be maybe somewhere. And I did not see Dave wandering anywhere.
He was up in the suite.
Oh,
we
he did
suite
go
the whole
suite.
Time. Yeah, yeah. Decided to pull the trigger on that one and went up there. So it was good to have all of them there. I had a bunch of friends there too, which was nice.
Speaking of memories, and this being the last glass case, are there any, like what's your favorite, and we can all go around and do this.
Yes.
What's your favorite moment?
I want to know y'all's.
You want to know ours?
From glass case?
The one that sticks out. The one that sticks out above any, and just on the fun level, was the Vegas live one.
Except for the balloons.
Even with the balloons. Like, looking back on it now, like...
Drop the balloons after.
Yeah.
But them, like, having to swat them the whole show, like, you know, it was a shit show, but it was fun. And just seeing how the progressive level of drunkenness that all the drivers came out.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I mean, we've had good guests, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Bargatze.
The prank call.
Oh, the prank. Probably prank calling Bubba.
Yeah, that was
only because it was so legit.
Yeah. It worked.
And it worked.
Yeah. He was pissed.
And then you got the reaction. It wouldn't have been as funny if he believed it the entire time and didn't figure it out. But the fact that he figured it out at the end.
Yeah, I'd say those are probably two of my favorite ones. Yeah. We went to Medieval Times, which was fun.
Yeah.
I know we didn't do a podcast from there, but it was fun doing Medieval Times.
I have that photo on my desk.
Yeah, yeah, I see it every now and then.
I don't
then.
Think I get to go to that.
You were there.
You were there.
You were literally, yes.
Okay, so
you were there the entire time, Kim.
I remember.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was thinking Renaissance Fair because when we were trying to get here, that was a point of reference. And so in my head, I was thinking Renaissance Fair, not Medieval Times. But that was fun. I mean, we had Dave Portnoy on. We had a lot of people on this podcast.
We did have Portnoy on. Yeah, that was. We had a lot of good people. Yeah, we had Ray Evernham and Junior, and didn't Jeff Gordon come on? Yeah, we had a lot of big people.
David Koechner.
Yep.
Champ from.
I see the commercials all the time for the local casino. Yeah. He's like starring in.
We had the Zach Christina band. Was it the Zach Christina band? You remember that when Nate Bargatze was on and we had the live in studio band?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that I still have their CD somewhere that they gave out. Like, that was this. Yeah.
Bargatze's blown up.
Yeah.
Like, hosted an SNL recently.
Yeah. I think we were the start of his career.
I think we're so.
Show, big things happen.
I still think he sounds like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. His voice.
Yeah, well, I could see that.
Like, if you close your eyes, his voice.
He's like a Southern Tennessee, right? Yeah, closer
Ricky's
to where.
From Mississippi.
I know, but I'm saying, like, geographically.
They're adjacent.
Yeah, they are close to each other. Yeah.
Not too far away.
Yeah. They should bring back comedians at the banquet.
They used to have everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's playing the banquet? Do you know?
I have no idea. Just had a call today about, like, what we're doing with the red carpet. And like, a sights and sounds thing. But other than that, I don't know.
I'm hosting, so.
Oh, are you?
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I'll be there. It'll be exciting because we get to celebrate you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to is having a nice toast. And you're like, hey, congrats, champ.
I'll probably say that in my
speech. Yeah, you should do a toast. Has anybody done a toast during their speech?
There was the milk one back in the day.
Man, I'll probably do a toast at the end.
You should.
Yeah.
Have everybody raise a glass.
Yeah. I'll do one at the end. Maybe do one at the beginning and the end.
Hey.
Ooh.
Like, welcome. I want to start this off with a nice little toast. I'm also going to end one with a toast, too.
You need,
is that too many toasts?
No.
But
the key to a good speech is you have to make people laugh and make them cry.
Yeah, that's true.
Will you cry?
I don't know how the hell I'm going to do that. I don't know. That's going to be an in-the-moment thing.
Okay.
We'll see. I would probably take the odds that I might shed a tear or two.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I like the range of emotions.
Probably going to.
I appreciated the range of emotions in the championship race. We had really angry Ryan, and we had very grateful,
and all in between,
Ryan, and everything in
all
between.
You get a wide range.
Yeah,
wide range.
I like spicy Ryan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
Good. I started being more spicy Ryan throughout the year, and
you should.
I think it works.
I kind of enjoy it. I personally enjoy it more being more of a dick.
If you think about like the rage you get in just traffic around town, and how much better you feel, even if the person in the other car doesn't hear you, like MF them, it helps blow steam off.
It's a release.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah.
It helps. It helps. I'm a therapist.
We'll do playbacks of radio and then we'll do like live cut-ins of radio. And I think, at least in my headset, it sounded like they missed bleeping out one of the F-bombs. Yeah.
Good.
They also
didn't
the finger.
The finger.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
I heard they got the finger on TV.
That
yeah.
was beautiful.
Prime
it was like
time.
In Pretty a two-box. It's like one hand on the wheel and then like this right here. It's
yeah.
Just, yeah. It was good.
Yeah, I've seen stuff about that. Yeah, am I proud of it? Not really, but
whatever.
You know,
I liked the in booth shots where Junior's react like he's like giggling at your radio chatter.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that
it's
yet.
Funny.
Dale on his podcast, Dale said he likes it. He's like, I like the intensity.
Yeah.
He said it gives us good stuff for TV too.
It's way better than somebody that doesn't say anything on the radio.
That's.
It's a much easier sell, too, just FYI. If you're a pit road person and you're cycling through all your channels of your drivers you're covering, it's a much easier sell to the producer and director if it's like an intense, angry driver versus a driver that doesn't say anything.
Right. Yeah, I'm promoting myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what, you know, like you said, it sells not only to the producers, but it sells.
And then we see your car and then we see your sponsor. So if you ever get flack for...
Exactly.
Saying anything on the radio, say, you know what? That gets us on television.
Getting TV time, guys.
TV time.
Boosting your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go too far. Like, you gotta, like...
We can go too far.
Yeah. You gotta find the right balance.
Yeah.
Yours is very natural.
I cap it quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just very quick. That's what it is. It's only really ever directed... It's never, like, directed at my folks. It's always directed at, like...
Yeah, everybody else.
A competitor or something. Yeah. You know? And I never mean it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like you said, you gotta get it out.
One middle finger, good. Mm-hmm. Two middle fingers get you held for a lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should be able to flip at least one person off.
Yeah.
So.
But it's like two at the same time. Like you can't double bird somebody. That's
No, you can't do that. It's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to drive with your knee, especially when you're trying to upshift. So, yeah. I like doing the front windshield bird too.
Yeah.
Because you know they're looking in their mirror.
And they can see it.
And you know when they're looking, I wear yellow gloves too. So I don't know if you saw
it or
not.
And does the new rear view camera, does that make it, does it accentuate it more? Can you see it?
Maybe
more clearly.
Maybe, yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Higher definition.
I'd be curious to see. Like, can they see my hand in there? I know they're looking in their fucking mirror.
80%
lap anyway.
I would think they could.
Yeah, I would think so if they caught it at the right time.
Yeah.
Was it true about the spotters getting heated? Was your spotter, was Josh getting heated with Brandon when the one in the, when you and Ross were like going at it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I haven't heard about that.
Oh. Yeah, there was some.
You saw that?
I saw there was some back.
Well, there was like people were speculating that they were telling the one spotter that they needed to move over for you. With it wasn't the case. The story
was
was told that Brandon McReynolds and Josh Williams were getting heated at each other when you guys were getting heated on the track.
And then NASCAR was like, hey, guys.
Hey, just simmer down.
Calm down. Not tell them to calm down.
Yeah.
You two,
calm down.
Up here.
Yeah.
I just wondered if there was any truth to that.
No, I didn't know. I haven't heard anything about
that. Josh.
Yeah.
He probably forgot about it if it happened because you guys won. So yeah. He didn't. And they won the race, so yeah. Nobody probably cares anymore.
It all worked out in the end. Yeah.
You got what you wanted. They get you. Yeah. It all works out.
It's funny, though. I would like to have seen that.
Yeah.
Him and McReynolds get pissed
at each other. Have spotters ever gotten in, like, fist fights? I feel like it's interesting because they're for, you know, competitors, but they also, like, the spotters have this, like...
They're their own sort of community.
Community is the word I was looking for.
Yeah. They have their own little, like...
Niche.
Yeah, like, niche kind of... Yeah, they're
like
always...
they commiserate.
Yeah.
Even though they're
like we have a driver council. They have like a
spotter council.
Spotter council. Yeah. They commiserate way more than we do, like drivers. It's probably a better thing that they don't fight up there.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I mean, I got plenty of news stories, but none of them are really good. Like
No?
Yeah, I mean, there's like the guy that faked a heart attack to get out of some bills, which, you know, they were only like $30. Mm-hmm. It's like, meh. I was looking through like to see if there were any like good... juicy, like old school stories like we used to pull out, and nothing really like
nothing's going on
in
right
the past
now.
Couple of weeks. I mean, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on,
and I feel like that's
in the world.
That's like
that's covered,
hiding a lot of the like bizarre news stories. It's not a lot of slow news days recently.
Yeah,
so. No, between all that and then there's a lot of celebrity news, but it's all
like
being covered.
I mean,
if you want to talk about Taylor Swift,
I don't. I mean, I'm happy for them. Like, I think that's, you know, Taylor Swift.
It's a real deal.
I love love. Yeah.
It's a real deal.
It's a real deal.
Yeah. She wrote a song about him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what their breakup song is going to be?
Oh,
I can't wait.
I think they're forever.
Wait.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah. It's not going to happen. It's a fling. They're going to enjoy the attention.
Oh, it's a fling.
Yeah, it's a fling, I think. Oh, man. When she writes a song about him afterwards, it's going to be hilarious.
She's
going to use all, like, football terms and stuff. It's going to break records. I think it's all just a media ploy, possibly.
See, I don't know.
Conspiracy theorist, you know, because then all of a sudden he's everywhere. He's on all these commercials.
She put him on the map.
Endorsements, yeah. She put him on the map.
I mean, his podcast with his brother
is pretty good.
So, I mean, they've been doing a pretty good job.
No.
Oh, the whole Super Bowl thing, you know, also put him on. You know, he's doing all right. But she is definitely like
that. I mean, she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man. I think it's just short-lived.
If it is a PR stunt, they're very good actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think it's a PR stunt.
It could be, though. I don't know.
Do you want to be immortalized as a song, or do you want to be immortalized as the guy?
Okay, here's the thing. If Taylor Swift approached you, Taylor Swift's team, right, we think Taylor is on board with this as well. You're a big name right now. She's obviously a big name, big star. What if you guys put on this dating routine?
Okay.
Going to draw numbers to NFL. She's going to get even more numbers from the non-Swifty fans who are Kelsey fans. NFL is going to get more viewers. This is a ploy between the NFL and like her record label or something just to try to get more eyes. You see the fan, the super fan, that chick with the Chargers. That's like a paid actor. They're doing that. Is that, but to a smaller scale.
I think that it could have started out like that, but I do believe that there is a spark there.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. How many sparks has Taylor Swift had?
Why didn't
and how
she,
many record deals she, has it gotten her? So it probably benefit her if she broke up.
If that was the case, why isn't NASCAR doing a deal like that?
Who in NASCAR would be the one that you would want, like, not you would want to pair up with Taylor, but like, who's that one that you're going to package with the superstar to like bring eyes to both?
Is this pretending that nobody is?
Yeah, like take relationships out of it.
Yeah.
Who's the marketable driver?
I don't know that would
like
for like Taylor Swift,
yeah,
or like just a massive
celebrity. Let's go Taylor Swift.
I don't know, man. I mean, like she's tall, right? I mean, you gotta have. We're all pretty short, you know. So that leaves like Cindric, like Logano, Brad, like a lot of Guys, I mean, she's like 6'1", isn't she?
She's like 5'11", or 5'10".
I thought she was in the 6-foot range.
She wears heels a lot.
She doesn't want a short king?
Maybe she, that's the thing. Maybe it could be a short king situation.
Yeah, it could be. Like, her and like, just like Redick or something. Like, Redick's pretty short. It'd be pretty funny. Larson or something. I don't know.
They
I think her and Chase
would
be like,
That would have been a good match.
Yeah, but a good match.
Yeah.
Like a BJ McLeod, you know, like the skulls and then the rainbow. Like,
you know, BJ, BJ cashed in.
Yeah.
BJ's probably going front row seats to T-Swift right now, dude.
VIP.
And I'm jealous
everything.
Of him. Yeah, meet and greet.
Yeah.
Everything. Get to go on the bus. Get a drink her.
Good for him.
Special elixir that makes her just all powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the clip, though, where the plane's landing while she's, like, talking about planes? She's a sorcerer. Taylor Swift
and there is. There is that TikTok that I've seen that she is, you know, there's a whole conspiracy about witches.
Yeah, about the plane thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the first game she went to was the Jets, so it's like.
And it's a whole, like, ritualistic thing when they're doing their show and they're summoning demons and it's a whole thing. TikTok's a crazy
Everyone's
place.
Everyone's doing that nowadays.
That's
so.
Just, like, I hate that. I hate the app.
I still have not posted a TikTok. Maybe one of my old dog, but that's it.
I haven't posted one, but I watch a lot of
them. Do you have a TikTok account?
Mm-mm.
NASCAR does a pretty good job with their TikTok, though, I will say.
Yeah.
The NASCAR TikTok is gotten into the weird space in a good way. What do you
think? Oh, I mean,
I think it's all weird.
Yeah.
There's
way too many conspiracies that pop up on there, and you're like, that's not, there's, why do people even believe this? But
yeah. It could be so crazy, it just might be true.
Or
like, just, you know, there's a conspiracy theory of the reason why Disney made Frozen was to where it would make people stop when you Googled like Disney Frozen, because there was that conspiracy that Walt Disney froze himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like it was to get them to stop searching that. So they just made a movie called Frozen. So whenever you type in Disney Frozen, it just
comes
to the movie.
With that. I hadn't heard that
heard
one.
That one.
See, that's a more believable conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's other ones that
like
just,
flat Earth.
Those are all over TikTok. That there's.
We have a flat earther friend. Not really. Merriman likes to dabble in the flat earth.
He does. He does. Yeah. It's round. It's not flat.
Just tell him to keep walking.
And you'll fall off the edge if it's flat.
Yeah. Or the biggest thing is like there's an ice wall. And then if you keep going, you'll run into this wall of ice. And that's how you can't ever go all the way around. Because there's
a wall of ice.
Yeah. And there's little passages to get to Asgard.
Oh.
Yeah. To find Loki.
Closet.
Yeah.
That's some far out shit.
I mean, they're just, it's people that are getting high and watching Marvel movies and wanting it to be
Did
real.
You see, I heard the most recent one is bad. Whatever.
Which one?
The one that just came out.
The Marvels.
Oh, the Marvels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch that.
I heard it got bad reviews.
Marvels have been, they've been going downhill
Loki
for me
good.
For a little while. Loki was okay, but like.
But it's just not. It's
Guardians 3 was pretty good, but like Ant-Man, Quantumania wasn't very good. There was a couple of shows I didn't like, but.
Sometimes you got to know when to walk away.
Yeah. I'll probably watch the Marvels when it comes down to Disney Plus, but I'm not going to go to the theater to watch it. Yeah. I don't know.
I was trying to give a little toss to the, that we could wrap it up with, you know, sometimes you got to know when to walk away.
Oh. Yeah. I completely.
Both missed it.
Yeah. Because I was getting the wrap it up.
Getting the wrap it up.
Yeah, getting the wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes best thing you do is walk away.
Justin's like, I don't want to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
It's rush hour.
Well, guys, it was, I don't
put
know.
Put a bow on it.
I don't know what number episode this would have been.
I was going to ask that earlier. It's been in the hundreds.
Yeah. No, we've done a couple hundred.
So maybe all of your new fans, your newfound fans from either the championship and or the documentary will go back and watch all of the.
Yeah. Plenty of them to watch. So.
On NASCAR.com/podcast. Or on the YouTube channel where you can see this full show if you're listening. You want to watch it in this lovely bar area.
Yeah, yeah, it does look nice.
Yeah.
Rate and review on iTunes one last time. You know?
Yeah, yeah, one last time.
Did the video of the revival go up? The video of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at it earlier. Oh, okay. I mean, not watching it, but I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's been fun. One last one.
It's been a journey.
I think that's what that logo is from the last episode.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, we did like freeze frame.
Oh, yeah.
TV magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Freeze frame.
Yeah.
That helmet cost a ton for Czech to wear.
Yeah.
No, thank you guys for watching. Thanks you for all the years. From all of us to you. Happy holidays.
No.
Thank you guys for coming.
Merry.
Oh, happy off. No, merry off season and a happy Christmas. Thanks.